Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of January, 2012. It was on this date in 1877 the Lakota Sioux warrior Crazy Horse fought his last battle against the United States Army half a year after the Battle of Little Bighorn in June 1876. Battle took place at Wolf Mountain in Montana against the army of General Miles. Crazy Horse retreated, and in May he led his remaining people to Fort Robinson and formally surrendered. It's the birthday of John Neihardt near Sharpsburg, Illinois, 1881. Moved to Nebraska when he was 20, studied Native American culture and history, and in 1930 he met Black Elk, a shaman, a contemporary of Crazy Horse, a survivor of Little Bighorn and Wounded Knee. Neihardt spoke with Black Elk over the course of nearly a year, put his own poetic spin on the stories, and published them as Black Elk Speaks. It's the birthday of Elvis Presley, Tupelo, Mississippi, 1935. Made his debut at the age of 10, singing Old Shep at a talent contest, came in fifth. The following year, he wanted a bicycle, but it was too expensive, and his mother Gladys bought him a guitar instead, which cost $12.95 at the Tupelo Hardware Company. Family moved to Memphis when the boy was 13. He grew up in public housing, listening to Memphis rhythm and blues. And when he was 18, working as a truck driver, he wanted to give his mother a gift and stopped by the Memphis Recording Service, where you could record your own songs for a little money. He paid $4 to record two songs, My Happiness and That's When Your Heartaches Begin, and caught the attention of the owner of the studio, Sam Phillips, who called Elvis back in to see what other songs he might know. It's the 70th birthday of the author of A Brief History of Time, Stephen Hawking, born in Oxford, England, 1942. He was 21 when he was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, given 2 to 3 years to live. Almost 5 decades later, almost completely paralyzed, Stephen Hawking still producing new work. His latest book, The Grand Design, was published in 2010. Stephen Hawking, who said, "For millions of years, mankind lived just like the animals. Then something happened which unleashed the power of our imagination. We learned to talk, and we learned to listen." Here's a poem for today, a poem from the mid-18th century by a poet named John Banks, a description of London. Houses, churches mixed together, streets unpleasant in all weather, prisons, palaces contiguous, gates a bridge, the Thames irriguous, gaudy things enough to tempt ye, showy outsides, insides empty, bubbles, trades, mechanic arts, coaches, wheelbarrows and carts, warrants, bailiffs, bills unpaid, lords of laundresses afraid, rogues that nightly rob and shoot men, hangmen, aldermen, and footmen, lawyers, poets, priests, physicians, noble, simple, all conditions, worth beneath a threadbare cover, villainy bedaubed all over, women black, red, fair, and gray, prudes, and such as never pray, handsome, ugly, noisy, still, some that will not, some that will. Many a beau without a shilling, many a widow not unwilling, many a bargain if you strike it. This is London. How do you like it? A Description of London by poet John Banks, early 18th century poet. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.